We are joined now by Songbirds writer Mike Smith, who, with that victory in the Juvenile Phillies, gave him his record-setting 22nd victory at the World Championships. And he's nice enough to join us for a few minutes on Express Bet Radio today. Mike, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, thank you.
Number 22, and it looked from my vantage point to be one of the easier ones you've sewed up here over the past 25 years or so.
Well, she certainly made it look like that. I tell you, she's special. You know, she not only has the ability, she just has a brilliant mind to go along with it. You know, we've been blessed that she stayed sound, and she loves what she does. I mean, she loves to run, and she got that chance to do it on Saturday, and was extremely impressive in doing so.
Mike, when she stretched out from the Del Mar Debutante to the Chandelier, it was off just 3 weeks. She was going from sprints to a two-turn route. And again, it was just 3 weeks after a big win in the Del Mar Debutante. How did she feel in that first route? And going forward, what do you think about her as the distances get longer?
Well, we always thought, even in the very beginning, before she even ran first time out, that she certainly wanted to run around two turns. She's made that way. She acts that way. She trains that way. But she just has that natural speed, which, you know, could help her at sprints. But we always thought once she stretched out that she would certainly be better. And I can't honestly say that she's better because she was so impressive sprinting as well. But she that mile and 16th didn't seem to faze her one bit. She galloped out really strong. She would have got every bit of a mile and eighth anyway. And wasn't tired at all coming back, you know. Kind of stopped there and took a good deep breath and came back, and so she's showing me indication that she could certainly go a whole lot farther than a mile 16th anyway.
She's been on the lead in all of her starts. Is she a need the lead type, or is her natural speed just taking her there at this point of her career?
I'll tell you, Anthony, I mean, just like you saw on Saturday, I mean, I help her out of there for a jump or two, but I don't ever try to put her on the lead. She just winds up there. And she does it with ease. So it's just something that she's gifted with, to be honest with you. The Chandelier was actually one race where she did break a little slow. First time going long, she just took a step back just before they opened it and got away slow. But still was so talented, within a matter of two jumps, she still made the lead. And I certainly didn't try to put her on the lead that day really as well. If someone wanted to go, they'd just have to outfoot her, you know. But no one's so far been able to do that, and yet, you know, I'm sure there's some horses that probably could, but they'd have to just run them off their feet to probably do it. She's got a tremendous high cruising speed.
I know it's early. It's just November of her two-year-old year, but she was almost a full second faster than the boys later on the card. Do you think it would be wise to give her a shot against the Colts at some point before the first Saturday in May next year?
Well, if she comes back and dominates again, I wouldn't see why you wouldn't want to try it. I mean, I'd be all for it. She's the right size. She's not a little bitty, kind of lanky little filly. She's tall. She's got a lot of flesh to her, a lot of muscle to her. She's actually probably bigger than most of the boys out there right now, to be honest with you. She's made that way. I noticed in the on Saturday there in the paddock, I was looking at the competition and size wise she towered over most of them, so she certainly got the build for it. If she can come back, you know, two turning three and show that same kind of ability that she showed as a 2 year old, then I wouldn't see why you wouldn't give it a try, you know.
Well, you started the day Saturday with a record-setting win, number 22. Your next closest competitor is Johnny Velasquez with 13. So you got a 9-win lead on him. That looks pretty safe from now. The end of the day might have been one of your craftiest rides in your career. Was it the game plan after Smooth Roller came out to put FNX into the race early because there was a lack of speed behind American Pharoah?
Yeah, for me it was. As soon as I saw him come out of there, it was the only way it was going to work. I felt anyway that you know, if we take back with the closers and we all just sit back there, you know, I mean, there's some horses that you know, Del Roma's cold. You got the Honor Code. I mean, you got some horses then that can really finish. I said, why not just take advantage of us probably going to be able to race second pretty easy, and I'll basically pretend that I'm on the lead. You know, just ride the race like I'm on the lead, and that's just kind of how I did it. And it was able to you know, to hold off and pull off a great second place finish. I mean, I just thought the horse ran tremendous. I was really happy with the way he ran. I you know, hope we could get the opportunity to ride him back at some point. The older division with a lot of horses retiring, I mean, he could really be a, you know, a horse next year that you certainly would want to be around.
We're here with Hall of Famer Mike Smith. Mike, I read somewhere that at one point in the Classic, you realized that Victor was completely loaded up on American Pharoah. A lot of guys wouldn't have admitted that, and that you just really pretty much protected the second money, which, by the way, was $1 million.
Yeah, it was like winning a Breeders' Cup in its own. You know, sometimes you just got to know. I mean, as we all know, I mean, American Pharoah is who he is. I was sitting, you know, close enough to him where I, you know, I really kept an eye on him, where if I thought that he was going to struggle at any point, I would try and take advantage of it. But he wasn't, Anthony, he wasn't struggling at all, actually. I mean, he was well in the bridle and just looked loaded any time Richard wanted him. And I felt that if I go at him early, you know, I mean, he might just take the wind out of my sails and I don't get second. So, again, I just pretended I was on a lead and didn't pay much attention to him at that point, because I felt he was traveling way too good to even try him early. I might try him early and you know, I mean, I felt that all I was going to do was just make him pick it up and open on up and probably take the wind out of myself. So I just kept giving my horse confidence, kept giving him confidence. And you know, when I called on him down the stretch, he finished full of run and held them all off at it. You know, with two or three lengths, I believe, he held them off of. So he ran pretty impressive. I know everyone. I know Jimmy and the owners was calling. Everyone was extremely happy. So, you know, I felt that we did our job.
Yeah, Dr. Russell was crowing about the ride. He thought you gave a fantastic ride. And again, you know, it's like you said, it's like winning a Breeders' Cup race. Not, you know, not just running second to American Pharoah, but $1 million on the line. Great job from the start of the day till the end of the day, Mike. I know you're in the middle of your workout. And we appreciate you taking some time today. We'll let you get back to the treadmill, and we'll talk to you down the line here. Thanks again for some time.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate you for having me on.